we get them to buy in and they say, we're interested. How and what would you facilitate the conversation to be to make sure that you're putting the right plan in place? And how would we want, if we had an advisor or a financial planner or an attorney or somebody who came to us and said, you know, I have a client, I want to talk to them about this. What would we say to them that they should convey to their client?
Well, just as a doctor is not going to prescribe medication for a patient without examining them, you know, I can't prescribe or construct a plan for a client without talking to them. You know, it's much like asking a realtor, what's a house cost? You know, what does that realtor need to know? Location, location, location. How many bedrooms? How many square feet? How many bathrooms? So when I sit with a client or one of our advocates sits with a client, you know, they're going to ask a series of questions and they're going to take a lot of notes because, you know, it's important to really tailor this plan to fit the individual. So we're going to look at their health. We're going to take a snapshot of their health as it exists today. And then in all likelihood, we're going to look at their medical records to make sure that what they think they have in terms of health is what their records reflect as well. Mm. You know, what medications do they take? What chronic illnesses do they currently enjoy? It's amazing to me at how much younger in age more and more people are being afflicted with chronic illnesses. So while they pay for it with their money, they buy it with their health. So we're going to look at their health. We're going to look at their family history. You know, if they tell me that both their parents were diagnosed at an early age with some form of cognitive impairment, that may rule them out for coverage. Likewise, you know, if there's a family history of stroke or Alzheimer's, that might dictate a longer plan rather than a shorter plan. If it's a couple, you know, I'm going to probably default to a joint plan without getting into a conversation of specific plan design, because it offers them flexibility. Mm. I want to give them the most coverage for the least amount of premium and also afford them the greatest flexibility. So we're going to look at their health. If they're working with an attorney for an estate plan, if they're working with a financial advisor, I'm not so much interested in really doing a deep dive on their finances. I'm going to assume that financially they can afford the plan and the coverage. We're going to ask them what they want. You know, what do they want this plan to do for them? If they've had a history of long-term care in their family, if they've had that traumatic experience of a nursing home, you know, they may want to stay at home at all costs. So we're going to design a plan that really affords them to do the things that they want to do on their terms. But we're going to look at other factors. You know, do they have children in the area? You know, are the children scattered across the country? You know, we're not the Waltons anymore. You know, the days of multi-generational family households, that they're just not there anymore.
Would you say too, at least I've seen in my own circle, that kids, where they go to college, tends to be kind of the area in which they stay?
Absolutely. It's happened with my children.
Okay.
So, but, you know, I, over the years, I've considered myself very fortunate to have my children near me at holiday time. I couldn't even get them to put suntan lotion on my back, which, you know, allowed me to reaffirm that in a long-term care crisis, they're not going to be any use to me. Because if they won't put suntan lotion on my back, what chance do I have that they're going to bathe me or toilet me? And so that's why, you know, I'm very grateful, very comfortable with the fact that we've addressed that need in our life. You know, we don't have to worry about anybody taking care of us. We will be self-sufficient with our policy and the care providers that come in under the terms of those policies.
So we've gotten through the conversation and what we need to gather. My next question for you, and I know that how I answer it and what I do, but I want to hear from you how you go about talking to clients after you've gathered all that information, and right away you see, based on all that information, the health, the, you know, deep dive that you've done, that, you know, Mary's not going to qualify to be able to purchase a long-term care plan. But Bob is. How do we address that with that client that isn't going to be able to qualify, but get the other person to understand the importance of getting a policy? Because what I've seen is you get the person, well, if my spouse can't get it or my partner can't get it, then I'm not going to look at it either. How do you combat that?
I will prepare even my healthy clients for the possibility that one or both of them could be declined by an overzealous underwriter, that there might be something in their medical records that's there properly or erroneously. That's why we never take a decline at face value. And our staff, upon receipt of a decline, will always do more digging to make sure that it is a correct decision by the underwriter. But I'll say, now, while I'm very confident that the underwriters are going to say yes to your application, mm-hmm. there's always the possibility that there's something in your medical records that you're not aware of that your doctor is observing you or monitoring you for. So if that's the case, how would you feel if one of you is declined and one of you is issued coverage? And when they do push back sometimes, well, you know, we probably let the whole thing drop. I just ask a question. So Mary, in the event that you're declined and Bob's accepted, would you give up your coverage? I mean, if you were both walking out in the rain and you lost your umbrella, would you want Bob to throw his away too? Or would you want to both huddle under that one umbrella? And when they think about that for a moment, they realize, okay, now Mary's self-insured, not by choice, but by necessity. So at that point, we're probably going to bulk up Bob's policy, make his umbrella bigger. Mm-hmm. We may, and there are carriers that offer features that allow us to insure the uninsurable spouse under the guise of the healthy spouse's policy. So there's more than one way to skin the cat. But again, information leads to inspiration. We have to help these people by giving them all the information available so that they can make an informed decision.
Have you ever looked at a client situation and proposed two different types of products to cover that need that's there?
Absolutely.
Like, say, a long-term care plan and Medicaid-compliant annuity. Would you throw the two together? And should those conversations be happening at the same time?
Absolutely. You know, when we're working with our strategic partners, you know, they're an integral part of the process, you know. And so if this is an estate plan, if this is a financial plan, you know, their input's going to be key. But again, because these plans are tailored to the individual. Yes, in the perfect world, if I was sitting with a couple, I could go in with a preconceived idea of what would be appropriate for them. But every couple, every interview, they're like snowflakes. No two are alike. So we, you know, being cognizant of that, we go in, we ask the questions, we listen to the answers, we take notes, we formulate the plan, we involve our strategic partners to get their input, and then we determine what the appropriate plan design and product offering will be.
Do you think it's as important as I do that a consumer have a plan, even if it's an insurance product that's not covering the risk?
Absolutely. And, you know, our advocates advocate for their clients, whether it's with the underwriters, whether it's shopping them to the various carriers. And that's something that another service we offer both our client and our strategic partners because of the network that Krauss has established within the various industries. We can offer these clients the guidance they need. You know, we can lead them down the path to follow the right course and find the policy or the product. It might be as simple as offering them prepaid services for long-term care, but there is a solution if we dig deep enough and ask the right questions. And it's not so much that the clients have lied to the strategic partners. This is more a lack of knowledge.
Right.
You know, so by definition, that's what ignorance is. It's a lack of knowledge. We educate. We educate our strategic partners so that they're aware of the potential pitfalls for their clients. Obviously, a health condition makes it more challenging for us. But, you know, I still firmly believe after all these years that there is a solution out there, and it's our responsibility to find that solution for the client.